السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن تو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل ٹیوزڈے مارننگ. مے اللہ تعالی گرانٹ یو ان آفا عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ. اللہ تعالی ایکسیپٹ دی خدمت آف دین. حضرت مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulhijjah, 1446 here in South Africa. And most countries of the world, today is the 28th of Zulhijjah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat, the rooms, the apartments, and verse number 3. These are all part of Huququn Nabihi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Ala Hadhil Ummah, the rights of the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam upon us, the Ummah, national followers for all times, all places, all circumstances. So we have to bring Iman, faith in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and in Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to imitate the actions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Ittiba. We have to then accept and we have to try and follow the teachings of Nabi Alayhi Salam, the speech Mubarak that is called Ita'ah. And then we have to love the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam most than compared to anybody else, more than our parents, children, siblings, whoever else. And we have to show respect and reverence for the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam. We have to read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations and blessings upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to propagate the message of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that way you have all these hukuk and rights of the Master, peace be upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon us ordinary mortals. So ye Almighty Allah is teaching us about the beloved sahaba, the students and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 49, verse number 3. Innal ladhina, verily those people. Who are those people? The students and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the definition of a sahabi? Those people who saw or who met Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the state of Iman, and they passed away with Iman and Islam. So those will be testified as Sahabi, male or female, adult or child. And for them, Almighty Allah states in chapter 57, verse number 10, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For all of them, Almighty Allah has promised Jannat al-Firdaus, the greatest place in paradise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُدُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ. Those who lower their voices in the Rasulillah, in the presence of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no raising the voice, that they must lower and show respect and reverence to him, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah praising them now. Ulaika alladhina, they are the ones. You know, when you were in madrasa and in Islamic school or Muslim school, whatever, Muslim school is a better term. So then they'll tell you that there is imtihan. Imtihan means examination, a test. So all Mighty Allah states, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Those are the people, the beloved companions, students, Sahaba of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All Mighty Allah himself took the examination. قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Purified their hearts and they imbibe that knowledge and they have the taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness at all times, all places, in all circumstances. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness and for them there is magnificent, great, great, majestic reward in this world and in the year after. Understand it like this. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the greatest teacher for all times, all places. Where is the madrasa, the Darulum, the institute? In Makkah Mukarrama. And that is in the madrasa of that madrasa to Dar-e Arqam. So that is where the private madrasa was, where the Mount Safa is, next to it there. In the olden days, the door was there, it was called Bab-e Arqam, the house of the Sahabi in that area and vicinity. And in Medina Munawwara, where was the madrasa? Ashab-e Suffa. Now they had boarding and lodging inside the masjid. The numbers would fluctuate, 50, 60, 70. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is a graduate of that madrasa and their Ashab-e Suffa. Those people who were poor, they had no family and they would stay there boarding, lodging in the mosque itself. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teacher, Sahaba, male, female, adult children, the students, the places where the institute was, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, I highlighted it for you. What is the curriculum and the syllabi? All Mighty Allah states, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. You teach them the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. You purify and sanctify them, and you teach them the Quran Sharif, how to read it correctly. Open chapter 62, Surah 2, and verse number 2. Chapter 62 and verse number 2. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So it shows that was the curriculum and syllabi. And thereafter now you got the best place, the best curriculum, the best teacher, the best of the best of everything. Now the time came for examination. Who will be the examiner? Today we say that the teachers cannot be the examiner. There might be bias and prejudice and favoritism. We need external examiners. Yeah, Allah says, I myself will give them the imtihan. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Allah took the examination. There, do they possess taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness in their heart? Allah announces the result. لَهُمْ مَغَفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers alayhimu salatu salam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every Prophet and Messenger is ma'soom, protected from all types of sin and vices by divine protection. From all the Prophets and Messengers, the distinction of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for him only, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that all Mighty Allah enshrined it in the noble Quran, chapter 48 and verse number 2 of chapter 48. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. That all Mighty Allah has forgiven you. مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Whatever mistakes they were of the past or the future. So you never translate it as sin. Sin is me and you commit that. So for prophets and messengers, there can be a mistake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mistake in salat. And you see Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam error in judgment. But that does not constitute a sin. So that is why we use the term Ismatul Anbiya, Ma'asum, they protected by divine protection. Sahaba radiallahu anh, for them we use the term mahfuz. That is, even if they committed mistakes or sins or major sins also, Allah Jalla Wala forgave them. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. That was a certificate Almighty Allah gave them, and the Bisharat and Bushra, their tidings, that for them, all of them, is Jannah, chapter 57, verse 10. Wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. So, yeah, Allah is saying, Lahum maghfirah. He has forgiven them. So who gives me or you or anybody or any kafir Shia the right to go and castigate and criticize and swear the Sahaba like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu majma'in. So we need to be very clear on this issue. This is not something Hanafi, Shafi, where there are difference of opinion on secondary, subsidiary issues. These are difference of opinion on core, fundamental issues. So therefore we say Khomeini and his ilk is la'anatullahi alayhim wa ajrun azeem, and a magnificent reward for them. So that is how Allah is elevating the rank of the Sahaba. We must have that power, that is, that feeling and energy. Namus Sahaba, katahafuz karna wajib or farz, to protect the honor and integrity of the Sahaba, all of them is compulsory upon each one of us. You find many people today, the so-called intellectual, some of them, many of them, they very, very sympathetic to the Shias and say, no, you can't read the Kalima, you can't say the Kufar, they read the Kalima. So the Qadianis also read the Kalima. So what you going to say? They are Muslim. So don't be a fool. Remember that it doesn't mean people who read the Kalima automatically are Muslim. When they say things and they believe in things that are against that very Kalima and against the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, two ahadith, I give you the references. Idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi, when you see those people criticizing, castigating, swearing my companions, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Who's saying this? رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. You must curse them. You see that? So that's why we say, Khomeini لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. How many Maulvis, how many ulama in South Africa, Africa and the world on a Friday, Jummah time can say Shia the Kuffar? Because once you sit on the fence, you are guilty of a major, major offense. They're more worried about the money and the sponsorship they're getting from these enemies of Islam or sympathizers of the Shias. So we have sold our soul to the devil, remember that. Hadith in Tabarani, wa hadithun sahihun, and it's authentic hadith. Man sabba ashabi, who swears and curses my Sahaba, Allah forbid. فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. So upon such people is the curse of Almighty Allah and the angels and all the people who have the correct beliefs. So we need to know we can never ever compromise with the Shias or with anybody else, the Qadianis or the Aga Khanis and so forth and so on. So remember that we will say that they are loudly and boldly, and they know that we say they are kuffar. Once there are 101 examples, but this is the easy one that will resonate with you, that to tell you that once they start swearing, cursing, all that the Sahaba, they can never be Muslims, remember that, although they might have Muslim names. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, today 27th of Zulhijjah, 1446, day 627 in Gaza al-Mubarakah. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and globally. So Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, the settlers are running. They came from America, they came from Russia, they came from Europe, they came from South Africa. And our Hamas and Jihad Islami are putting them away. 19 jutlas yesterday, freck, you understand? They died like dogs. That's the meaning of freck in Afrikaans. So we're very proud of Hamas. We associate ourselves with Hamas and Jihad Islami and so forth. The Sunni countries, so-called Sunni countries, did nothing besides giving trillions to Trump and all that, your Saudis and Emiratis and your Qataris and so forth, Munafiqeen and Murtaddeen and Ghaddareen, the traitors to Islam and the enemies of Islam. That is what they are. and hundreds of the jutlas are now taking flight, whatever they can find, boats, whatever, and they're rushing to the borders. Now, instead of Aliyah taking place, Aliyah means they leave their countries to come into Israel. They say the jutla, the Jew, the Harami, the cursed nation, Allah said He will always punish them till the day of Qiyamah, chapter 7, verse 167. And what Almighty Allah said, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومْهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That now they fleeing the country. So that is courtesy of Iran. That is courtesy of Shia the Kufar. But they did one good thing, and that is that they hit the hell out of Tel Aviv and Beersheba and Haifa and these places, and the Jutlas are on the run. That is, get out, Jutla. I told you long time, foot sack from there. You're not wanted. You are a cursed nation. Remember that. See, in Gaza yesterday, at the last 24 hours, they killed and martyred and murdered 46 Palestinians. You must remember that. So therefore we rule, and every day we will say this. The biggest terrorists on earth today are the Americans and the Israelis. They tell them, come get your food, get your quota, and then they shoot and kill them. Daily occurrence that is. And the world just looks on, you must remember. And they want to tell you about the Abrahamic Accord and so forth and so on. Three other items related to this. So now they, Iran, gave a response, a hopeless response. They gave to the Americans there in the Udaid, you understand? That is the Merkaz, the headquarters of the Americans in Qatar, in Doha. 10,000 American troops are there. So they are, Iran told the Americans and Qataris, before time we're going to attack, so they moved them out. So they shot 6 of their missiles, 3 landed, 3 were intercepted, nobody injured, no death. Hopeless, Iran. You could have done much better, you must remember, but they worry, you see, what America will. All three parties are shaitans, remember that. All three are haramis. So I'm telling you this for past 30 years. America, harami, shaitan. Israel, harami, shaitan. Iran and Shia, harami and shaitan. So we must know the game they play, you see. So hopeless response from Iran, that was. No fatalities, no injuries, no nothing. So how they moved away all their nuclear whatever from Fordo and all these places. So here also they moved them all away like that. So that's one. Number two is Trump is always trumpeting, you know. When he, now you look at his history, you will find the Epstein files. He's busy with the 16-year-old girls and all that. He's a rapist, this guy. He's a murderer. He's a war criminal now, attacking Iran and all these things. And then is a felon, that is a criminal, guilty by the U.S. courts. So remember, 34 charges. The worst president in the history, remember, of America. That his deputy says the previous presidents of America were dumb people. You are dumb to fall for such a gangster and such a person who got no morals like Trump, you must remember. So Trump said already there's a ceasefire, like a truce between Israel and between Iran. Iran rejected it, and though they're still firing and so forth, but now there's a slight pause. But there's no official truce as yet between Iran and Israel. So we need to know that properly as well. Okay, and then I told you the Iran, see this thing that I told you about that Udaid business. Israel attacks Iran prison. So now you know, under the Shah, that when Shah was in charge, he had the Sabak. When I visited Iran, so they took me to that place where he used to just dump all his opponents and adversaries, and the Darya, they call the water there. You see, like how South Africa under the Bura and Burkis, they had Robben Island there, they got the place there. So they showed me that how many thousand people were drowned there and tortured. So now they fired on Iran prison. So but now the guys who are prisoners, they couldn't run away because the other gates and all that were still locked up. Strait of Hormuz will be closing. That's what it seems like. It may be closed, but they have to think about China. Remember that, because China buys the biggest amount of oil from Iran. Sudan, 700,000 children have fled Sudan and are gone to neighboring Chad. But Chad himself are also exhausted now. They don't have the resources and so forth. So yeah, next one. So most countries, Gulf countries, close their airspace. You see that. whether it was Qatar, whether it was Dubai, whether it was the other countries, some have opened, some have closed, Israel, the haram is closed. So that's good thing they're doing. That is, you must remember, causing all these countries million, billion dollars, you must remember, of then damage by the airspace closed, no flight can leave, no flight can land. So that's good. Oman, remember, a small little country, we visited there, that if you want to go there, you must go to Muscat and you must go to Salalah. Salalah with the sword, remember. Beautiful country, but very expensive. So Oman says that they're going to impose personal tax on people. You see, all the people, foreigners, there was no taxation. Now everybody will have to pay tax. They just want more and more money. Israel bans the international media from entering Gaza to conceal their war crimes and the crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing. That's what's going on there. More than 350,000, more than this thing here, 370,000 people are killed, according to some reports, or missing and so forth. I sent it out already. 22 people were killed in a church there in Damascus. This we condemn, remember. As Muslims, we cannot allow that if people are worshipping according to their religion, so remember, they're not doing any harm, they don't have arms, ammunition. Now you go in that temple or synagogue or in that church and just go and kill them. But this is the job of ISIS. ISIS was formed by America and by Israel, the haramis. Mahmoud Khalil, remember, is a Palestinian, and Trump, and they said, deport him. Trump lost, humiliated again, and he's out a free man, no charges against him. He led a Palestinian rally and a march there in New York. Today is Tuesday, on Sunday, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for Mahmoud Khalil, his wife, and all of them. Trump wants, you must remember, the petrol price must remain down. It won't remain down because you are keeping attacking other countries. So remember, and then other countries you attack, they will be the one to retaliate. Therefore, you're an idiot, Trump, you see. If you come in front of me, I'll tell you, you're worse than a donkey. That Iran was totally against, majority of the youth and them were against the Ayatollah and Khomeini, Khamenei, and all these characters, la'anatullah alayhim. But remember that you went, you attacked them, and united the whole Iran with the leadership. So now the prices will go up, petrol will go up, all these type of things there. So no freedom of press in Israel, and that is in your Haaretz newspaper, you can see that. We go back to New York, you see, there in America. So the rotten apple, you must remember. So there is a guy called him Mamdani. Mamdani's father is Mahmoud Mamdani. So he's a Muslim guy, right? And he hails originally from Uganda. So he is now winning, it seems, the race to become the mayor of New York City. So the Jutlas are very, very concerned. What will happen to us? They always want to play victim. Remember, Jutla is a harami, is a cursed nation, the Jews and the Zionists and that. So now they say, we're very worried, what happens if Mamdani wins, you see that. Amnesty International criticizes the British government and the foreign secretary and all of them, foreign minister, says, for what the hell you have to now ban the Palestinian Action Group and so forth? You had no right to do that, just because, you must remember, they are speaking about free, free Palestine. So you want to now ban them. So we thought you guys got freedom of speech, you got freedom of expression and so forth. So all this haramis, remember that. The white man is the most racist all parts of the world. That's a different thing. They'll put on a very smart show in front of you. So that is what you should know. I travel all these countries, all haramis, remember that. All got double standards and so forth and so on. Let's come to South Africa. You know, in Cape Town, they got the gang warfare. Imagine that few weeks ago or a month ago, a young boy, David, you see. So now 4 years old. So now he was shot, killed in crossfire and so forth. The father, mother are distraught and now they're devastated. Our ma'soom, innocent child, David, has been murdered and killed by the gangs. So DA, what the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be running a clean government there in Cape Town. Can a white party government serve in South Africa in future like the DA? That's the question the citizen has posed. That can it happen? It can happen. People are so frustrated with the ANC and all these other clowns and characters running the country. Maybe they just vote somebody. You get a white president or something. It could happen. Nobody says it can't happen. National dialogue, remember, 700 million again down the drain and wasting our money. So it's hijacked by the ANC already. National dialogue and the Mashatile, all waste of time. These characters, remember that. So this week, Friday, the school closes, you see, for 3 weeks, the winter holidays, as they call it, and winter break. So that is what will happen this week. Our program today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mufti Hassan. He's from America, but settled in Pakistan. So he will be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 is Bliss of Marriage, inshallah. 1 to 2 is Tafsir of the Noble Quran. So may Almighty Allah, Jalala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Majidul Aqsa, which is still closed to the best of our knowledge. And remember, Allah decimate these Shias and these Kufar Yahud and these Americans and the Hindus who are operating and causing so much harm against Muslims and all the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Allah and the Sunni countries, they are also big, big Munafiqeen and Murtadeen. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant them Hidayat. If there's no Hidayat for them, Allah and Kunesh don't nabood kar them. Allah decimate and destroy them all, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Mulana, we have 16 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Isab, is it permissible to have nikah in the masjid with ladies at the back and men in front?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us see what the Quran Sharif, what the Sunnah Mubarakah, and then we look at al-fiqhul waqi. Fiqhul waqi is a term the ulama must learn, the students must learn, the public must learn. What is really happening now, currently? So remember, then you pass your fatwa accordingly. The Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 33, verse 33. So, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. This is a command for all ladies, Muslim ladies. You must take glued to your homes. No running around here and there every day, going to the mall and meeting Paul and all these things here. And running a taxi, go to school, go to madrasa, drop the children. Since when all that is permissible? Then, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. And if and when you have to go out, there's some need, necessity, yes, you can go out. But you can't be exposing your beauty and so forth. Chapter 33, verse 33. Right? That's first one. Sunnah Mubarakah, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ. When a woman emerges, leaves the home, وَهِيَ مُتَأَثِّرَةً. And she applied all the lipstick, dipstick, and she applied all the makeup and so forth. 90%, 80% Muslim women do this throughout the world. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And then she passes the men. The fragrance is all going in that direction. فَإِيَا زَانِيَا. She is just like an adulteress. She is a loose lady. She must be condemned. That is what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Authentic Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Now you say you want to perform a nikah, and now the groom will be there and the bride also will be there. So maybe in the ladies section or whatever, or they will be there at the back and so forth, which is happening nowadays. So in certain masajid and mosque and so forth. So is that permissible? I'm asking you, this bride, how will she come? She will come all dolled up and all that in full view of the men. Is that permissible? The other ladies who are coming and all that, they will have so much lipstick, dipstick. Even the old man, he's old but he's not cold. He'll be looking more that side than looking at the imam and the presiding officer. So look at fiqhul waqi. Look at what happens in reality. So absolutely haram it is and so forth. I personally will never conduct a nikah like this. One day I was, you must remember, in Cape Town, and I had to perform a nikah, and the ladies came in front. I say, I'm walking out from this masjid, I'm not performing the nikah unless you ladies go right at the back there. You got no business to be here. So first of all, you got no business to be in the masjid. So we, the people who are the imams or the ulama or the UFO, you must say that what the rules must be and so forth. Not that the crooked imam or crooked trustee or crooked people come and dictate to us. If you don't want to abide by the laws of Islam, so then we just walk away. I'm doing you a favor. We never ever charge for a nikah or something. So we need to understand that this is all the modernistic thinking, remember. And they want to change Islam to suit their whims, fancies and desires. We have to enter into Islam. And Islam must never enter our whims, fancies and desires. That is what Quran Sharif is teaching us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Hey, Iman walo, oh you who believe, enter into Islam in its entirety, completely, and not pick and choose. This is not some supermarket pick and choose and so forth. And once you start doing that, bringing the woman into the masjid, and now they're going to witness the nikah and the marriage ceremony, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Never ever follow the footsteps of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He's your open enemy. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 208. Absolutely haram it is.
Mufti Sahab, my niece and her husband are having some marital issues. He gave her one talaq in January and two in June. Now they both are regretting. Is there any hope of reconciliation?
Now you gave one in January 2025, and now this month, June, again you led argument, you reconciled after the first one. Now you gave her two more. So finish now, you gave three talaq. Allah Ta'ala, Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave you three chances, three bullets. You shot one bullet, you injured the person. Then you shot another two, you killed the person. Now you say, I want to repent, I want to reconcile. How are you going to reconcile? So don't blame any Maulana or Jamiat or Mufti. You are the one who wrote out the three talaq. You are the one who uttered it. Three talaq is three. We are not like the Christians who believe in Trinity. Three is one and one is three. So therefore, we reject what some of the Salafis say, that no, in a case like that, that three is one and so forth, whether it's Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, or Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, we reject it. So we follow the four schools, remember that, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali, and they all agree that three talaqs, three, the normal excuse they will give, he was in anger, and he was very, very upset and so forth. So who gives talaq while making love to his wife and so forth, I'm asking you. Normally it is in anger. So all three talaqs are valid. You cannot reconcile. You cannot remarry. And some people, you'll get even some crooked maulanas or crooked muftis. They'll tell you, make halala. That what is halala after the three talaqs. So now you go and the iddat was finished. Then make a new nikah for 1 hour, for 1 day, for 2 days, and then the second so-called husband will give talaq, and so forth, and then she goes into iddat, and then she becomes halal for the first husband. Well, the fatwa is not on that, remember this. So the fatwa is this, that she will not be halal for the first husband. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. Allah's curse is on the first husband, that is the ex-husband, and the so-called second husband. So she will not be halal. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, say, not permissible. So we need to be clear on this. You can't be playing with the Sharia, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, what's your view? Do you think that the Afghans were bought off by the Americans? Why would they bring millions of dollars into Afghanistan to buy what during war? Then they left without the money. Have your view on this?
I can see, brother, that you don't even understand the basics of Afghanistan and the sacrifices they made. From time of Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remember, nobody could beat the Afghans in warfare and battle. Only two Sahaba's time. One is during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, a portion of Afghanistan was conquered. And the person who Sayyidina Usman appointed to take this battle there, his name Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu. And then came the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So he sent the same Sahabi, open Abu Dawood. You will find the word Kabul mentioned there. You will find the name of this commander, Abdurrahman bin Samura, mentioned there. So that was the only two times that he got victory. Then the British came. British came thrice, and all three times it became a graveyard for them. Go and just Google it. You will see the Prime Minister of Britain, Macmillan, he said the first law of politics, never ever invade Afghanistan. You see that? They learned the bitter lesson. Thrice they invaded, thrice they were defeated. Then these guys entered there, the Russians. So 79, they said this will be a walk in the park. What these guys know? So remember, they were stuck there for how many years? 10, 11 years. The whole Soviet Union disintegrated, and now it's called the Russian Federation. Who did all this? The Mujahideen, the Taliban, and so forth. Then the Americans came, 48 countries with America, and they tried to bribe them up. Four presidents came. They murdered and they martyred our people and raped our women, and so forth and so on, whether it is in Iraq or whether it is in Syria or whether it is, you must remember, in Afghanistan. All that, alhamdulillah, our Taliban, our Mujahideen stood firm, and then Biden and company had to run with their tails between their legs. And Trump said the worst defeat in the history of America was the defeat in Afghanistan. So what you talking about, they got bought over? Yes, you must remember the Shias who are there. There's a small pocket of Shias, they got bought over. Some Afghans, they got bought over. But the majority are with the Taliban and the Mujahideen. And today, they got gold there, they got lithium there, they got oil there. They got so many things going for them, but they don't have the know-how. So China are there to help them, and then other countries are helping them. So we make dua, inshallah, Afghanistan is part of Khurasan. 275 years ago, Shah Ahmad Abdali changed the name to Afghanistan. So when you study the ahadith of Khurasan, so it includes Afghanistan, we should remember these things. Yes.
Mufti Sahab, any authenticity on writing Bismillah 113 times on the 1st of Muharram for Barakah?
You see, last night in Q&A, I referred to this, that I received questions like this: when Muharram starts, then we must write 113 times all that. Nowhere in the Quran is mentioned. Nowhere in the authentic ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned. Nowhere is mentioned any Sahabi radiallahu anhu who commanded us or did this. So these are all man-made things. Me personally, I reject it. You must remember that. Why? This opens the door for bid'ah. Remember that people will start thinking after 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, this is a sunnah or this we must do. So certain things, remember, that they start with good intention, but then people start thinking it's a sunnah or compulsory. So I will never advise that. You want barakah and all that in your life. So Quran Kareem taught us chapter 65, Surah Talaq, the chapter on divorce, and verses number 2 and 3. You see, the easy things that are not authentic, we want to do that. And what is 100% authentic, that we don't want to do. So this is Quran, Kalamullahi Ta'ala, direct speech of Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Who fears Almighty Allah, he carries out the do's and abstains from the don'ts. So Allah will make a way out for him. And remember, regarding the money and risk and sustenance, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you so much barakah, that you yourself will wonder from where it came, beyond your perception and imagination. Almighty Allah states for me and you and the Muslims throughout the world, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the town and the cities, they have two qualities, they bring true iman, there must be no doubt and skepticism, وَاتَّقَوْا, true taqwa, there's all this halal certificates and logos, all the Sharia compliance, all wasting time with just all loopholes and money making and scholars for dollars business. So you must stay away from all that. لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. Allah says, then we will open the doors of barakah and blessings from the heavens and the earth. Chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 96. You got it? Chapter 7, verse 96. So that is what you do. Yes? What we believe in is this. Learn it now, inshallah. Today in the du'as, we will send it out to you. When the new year, Islamic new year starts, the Saudis, Haramis say Thursday, we do. They know Dalil and evidence, but anyway, they will do what they want to. They Najdis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make du'a for them, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And we say it will be Friday, Thursday night, we scan the sky. It's 28, 29, our moon. Inshallah, we recite it. And Muharram 1447 will start on Friday, inshallah. Then what must you do? Read the following dua. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa ridwanim min ar-rahman wa ridwanim min ar-rahman wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan. Ya Allah, let this new year enter upon us with safety, security, preservation, protection of our iman and Islam. Wa ridwanim min ar-rahman. And Ya Allah, we want your pleasure. Wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan. And we want the protection from Satan, Lucifer, and his cronies and comrades. So today we will send it out, inshallah. By 8 o'clock you will have it, inshallah al-Aziz, on all the groups and on X and on Telegram and so forth. So make dua, Allah Jalla Wala decimate Israel and America and the Shias and whoever supports them, meaning in their belief structure and so forth. So may Almighty Allah protect us and protect our iman and open Masjid al-Aqsa. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
جزاكم الله خيرا.